Welcome back to Broncos TV Live. This segment is presented by Surface, trusted by the pros, built for the fans.
All right, now back to the BTV Live pregame show, and somebody who knows a little something about executing on Sundays, KOA News Radio's Andy Lindahl. Welcome back to the show, I should say. You're here every week, but let's talk about the running game on both sides of the ball. It's crucial. We talk about it every week, balance. How important will it be for the Broncos to start running the ball early in this game to establish balance, especially with the way the Patriots like to control time of possession?
I really think it may be the number one key offensively, to be honest with you, just because they've got to have the balance that you talked about. And I think we've seen the effects of sticking with that running game. Now, they've got to be able to get a couple yards minimum on those early carries, you know, even if you can just eke out 3-4 yards, but keep it in manageable. You don't want to get off schedule. You don't want to lose chunks of yardage. But you saw it last week. We saw it against the Bengals. We saw it early in the year against the Patriots and even at times during Green Bay. When you balance out and you run the football, defenses are tired at the end of the game. And you've got to have that, especially the Bengals and Steelers, that playoff game, very key. Pittsburgh was doing their best to try to keep their energy up, but you could see the guys wearing down on that go-ahead touchdown drive. I just think it's very key that they stay balanced, not only for the sake of having the balance, but keeping the Patriots off the field and keeping that offense out of timing.
Well, we know when the Broncos win, they're successful on the ground, averaging 123 yards on the ground. When they lose, just 60. In the first meeting this year, they ran for 179 yards. It worked then, and they'll need it again today.
I just think us running harder, you know, being more decisive, picking our spots, understanding what fronts and what defenses are trying to do to us. And I feel like I get stronger every carry, personally, me. You know, you start to see things more, things start to break down, you know, a little quicker. You talk about it more. You make adjustments, so those things help in the second half.
C.J. Anderson to the house! Denver wins it!
When you run the ball, it definitely helps with the receivers and the quarterback. You know, it's not as much pressure on them. When you're not running the ball as well, you know, the defense could kind of sit back and, you know, kind of put you in one dimension. And, you know, we don't want that, especially with our offense.
Hillman with blockers out in front. The speedster steps out of a tackle. Still in his feet inside the 10. Inside the 5. Touchdown, Denver!
I think CJ and Ronnie have gotten more comfortable in what we're doing. I think throughout the course of the season, having three first-year players that have really not all first-year players, but first-year starters for us. I think those guys have continuously gotten better together. So I think, if anything, it's been repetition and just confidence in what we're doing.
The O-line, obviously so important in that running game, and also protecting Peyton Manning. They played one of their best games last week against the Steelers. You see them keeping it going here today?
Oh, I definitely think so. I mean, I think it's going to be another one of those key matchups, but it feels like they're starting to settle in. Ryan Harris talked about it this week. He feels like everybody understands their role a little bit better. You got to remember, they were putting a new offensive system in. It took a while to get in, maybe a little bit longer than some of us thought. They're finding their stride. It's something I think they're going to stick with, and frankly, I think Peyton being so willing to be under center as much as he was last week is another thing that really helped that run game. It feels like Peyton and Jake Plummer and Brian Greasy had told us on our radio show that this would probably be the case, getting a chance to step back, kind of watch how things are supposed to run. He knows even better what he needed to do, and he came out and he proved it last week. Really played a good game despite the drops really made his numbers deceiving, and I would expect that he's going to be ready to go. You got to imagine now that he's had 6 quarters, he's knocked the rust off that he had from the injury and that long time off. I would expect to see an even better Peyton Manning today.
His counterpart on the other side, Tom Brady, gets one of his favorite weapons back last week. Julian Edelman comes back, 10 catches, 100 yards. How are the Broncos going to slow him down?
Well, they're going to have to match up with him somehow. We'll see if they dedicate maybe Aqib Talib towards him. Who knows? And they may want to put Talib on Gronkowski. Maybe they bracket the tight ends. Don't forget Scott Chandler. Danny Amendola's back. But you know what? The Broncos have DeMarcus Ware back. They've got T.J. Ward back. They've got Sylvester Williams back. All guys that missed a significant portion of time, and DeMarcus didn't play at all that last game. The defense has to not only try to get to Brady. I think the middle rush is going to be important. Brady and Manning the same way. Don't like it coming up the middle. Don't like people at their feet. They want to climb the pocket, step into their throws. So if Derek Wolfe, Sylvester Williams, Malik Jackson can find a way to get pressure up the middle, I think that could be huge. And I just think that I think it could be a defensive battle today. The headlines have all been around these two great quarterbacks, and why not? It's been very special to watch both these guys play. But you should not forget how good both these defenses have been. And look at the sack numbers. They've been great at their rushes.
You talked about Ware a little bit there. He asked his teammates this week, are you with me or not? We've got an opportunity to do something special. A little bit of a parallel between now and 2013 with Champ Bailey. Hadn't gotten to that next step in wanting to get this game for DeMarcus? Do you see them playing inspired football?
I mean, I do, but I think they need to be playing inspired just because this, it's like every offseason, there's going to be questions afterwards. This is a special Broncos team. I think the fans, if you haven't enjoyed watching this defense, I'm afraid you just haven't enjoyed the journey, my friends. I mean, this has been a fantastic defense to watch. It's been a fun team to watch. It's been fun to watch how they've been. They've just been so mentally tough and gritty at the end of games. And let's be honest about it. I think they've played in better and tighter games this year than they have the last 3 years. If they weren't blowing teams out, you were worried about a tight game not going their way sometimes. I think this is even more special, and they need to be more desperate than 2013. Just because there's going to be a lot of questions after the season that naturally come with free agency and so on and so forth. You just hope that they can get it done because this, it really has been a special defense to watch. And, look, Peyton Manning's been special too. There's another guy where no matter what happens today, the talk's going to continue. You just want to take it all in and enjoy games like this.
What do you think Peyton needs to do? You mentioned him right there. Last week he did a great job of managing the game. You mentioned the drops, but it looked like, as you said, he knocked the rust off. Now what does he need to do to take that next step to go from a game manager to being a primetime player?
Well, and I think he was pretty prime time last week. Mentally, and James Harrison talked about it after the game, he got them out of bad plays. He adjusted to their blitzes. He said, James Harrison said, Manning won the game for the Broncos from the neck up. It's a mental game this time of year. The Patriots are going to try to fool him, too. I think he just has to not try to do too much, and none of the team, if there's an early mistake, can let that get them down. And again, I wouldn't expect it to because this team has just been so tough mentally. They've gone in the Cincinnati game, the original Patriot game this season. They were down 14 in the fourth quarter. They didn't let that deter them. I just think they have to play within themselves, not get too crazy. And again, just keep fighting. Don't do what you've done all year. What could they possibly face in this game from the Broncos side of things that they haven't faced in any game this season? Nothing has been easy for this team, yet they found a way to get the number one seed in there and win away from going to the Super Bowl.
One win away, and we're getting closer to kickoff. Let's take a look at the Broncos inactives now for this game. We know that Trevor Siemian, Lorenzo Doss, Torian Nixon, Juwan Thompson, Sam Brenner, Robert Myers, and Darius Kilgore will not play in this game. And let's take a look at the Patriots inactives right here. We have Chris Harper, Jonathan Bostic, LaAdrian Waddle, Geno Grissom, Tavon Wilson, Trey Jackson, and Ismaili Kitchen. There's the inactives for this AFC Championship game. What stands out to there?
Well, it looks similar to the list that we saw last week from the Broncos side. I guess what I would say is with two DBs down, they must feel pretty good about the condition of Chris Harris's shoulder. I think that's great news. He's a gamer. They need him. It's going to be key the secondary plays well today with those slippery receivers of New England.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Andy. That's KOA News Radio's Andy Lindahl. And when we come back on the BTV Live pregame show, we'll have the best part of the whole show, Mace's Three Keys, plus a little hype video to get you extra amped for this big matchup.